Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 314. And once again, we're going to start off with some sad news. This comes to us from Blood Prison in Mansfield, Ohio. We are sad to report that Anthony J. Dotson, a.k.a. Tony, passed away, surrounded by friends after a brief illness on Tuesday, July 29th. He was 65 years old. He was a resident of Crestline, Ohio. One of his greatest joys was working in the local film industry, building sets, and working on location and transportation crews. He was also instrumental in helping to create the Ohio State Reformatory's Blood Prison event, building the sets and creating the effects, and he spent many happy seasons working the haunt. He will be remembered and cherished as the most loyal of friends. We'll miss you. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Tony Dotson and offers up this moment of silence. On a lighter note, we have this update from Hera's Nightmare Haunted Attraction in Westminster, Maryland. We have a new house announcement. This season, we are excited to announce a completely brand new haunted attraction, Bite Fight. In the cursed realms of Tenebris Noctis, Vampire King Vlad Orpheus rules a kingdom forged in blood. Long ago, he banished the werewolves to the underworld, but now they've returned for revenge. Under the full moon, an ancient war reignites. As you walk through the chaos, beware, you're not just witnessing a battle, you're caught up in it. Find out more and keep up with updates at harasnightmare.com. We have this news from the Backwoods Haunt in Barco, North Carolina. Our family has always been drawn to the darker side of things, and we find beauty in the unconventional. We're searching for like-minded souls who share our appreciation for the twisted aspects of storytelling. Backwoods Haunt is a sanctuary for artists and performers who understand that fear is a pure form of entertainment. We're seeking performers, people who can embody a character completely, even if you've never done it before. We've all started somewhere. Be part of something bigger than entertainment by sending us a message to our Facebook page or email backwoodshaunt@gmail.com and tell us about yourself. What kind of character lives in your imagination? Because ordinary is the only thing that should truly terrify you. Get more information at their Facebook page or at backwoodshaunt.com. Staying in North Carolina, we have this from Hollerin' Haunts Hayride, haunted attraction in Clinton, North Carolina. New for 2025, we have the Madhouse. Deep within the rotting walls of an abandoned factory, a brilliant mind has gone horribly mad. The Madhouse is a terrifying new experience where guests become unwilling test subjects in a deranged scientist's latest experiments. Twisted machinery hums to life, strange chemicals hiss in the dark, and you're never quite sure what's watching from the shadows. This all-new mini attraction is designed to be short, intense, and deeply unsettling. Lasting around 5 minutes and limited to just 20 guests at a time, once inside, there's no turning back. The doctor is in, and he's dying to meet you. Get more information at hollerinhauntshayride.com. www.thebigsvegas.com. We have this update from the South Carolina Horror Con coming to Columbia, South Carolina. Take your business to the next level by partnering with SC Horror Convention. We're seeking a select group of forward-thinking companies to sponsor unique aspects of our event, including our children's convention, Children of the Con, where the next generation of horror fans have fun with various spooky activities. By joining forces with us, you'll not only be supporting the horror community, but also tapping into a dedicated and passionate audience. Get involved today and discover the benefits of aligning your brand with the SC Horror Convention. For more information, visit schorror.com/vendors and check out our sponsorship opportunities. We unfortunately have a little sad news from the Infernum in Terra haunted attraction in Wheeling, West Virginia. We regret to inform everyone that we are closing our doors. We have tried in every way to stay open for another season. Unfortunately, we were unable to make that happen. It was an absolute pleasure to scare and entertain everyone for the past 6 years. Thank you to everyone who has helped us along the way. We couldn't have made it this far without you. Thank you to our regulars who came to every show. You'll be missed. And thank you to everyone who came to visit and gave us a try. We hope you enjoyed yourself. Keep up with any updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/InfernumInTerraHaunt. We have a little bit of news from the Showtime Haunted House in Radcliffe, Kentucky. Showtime Haunted House in Radcliffe announces its opening weekend of September 12th. But wait, there's more horror where that came from. We have 4 mini escape rooms, 5 minutes, $5 each, and yes, we brought back your childhood favorite with a horror-haunted twist, the Popcorn Bar. It's millennial nostalgia, Gen X grit, 80s horror vibes, and 90s weird. All the things that raised us and warped us wrapped in one terrifying night. Grab your crew, hit the haunt, and get scared like it's 1999. Find out more at their Facebook page, facebook.com/ShowtimeRadcliffe. We have a little hiring news from the Your Last Haunted House in Trenton, Ohio. Think you got what it takes to creep them out? Come join the dark side. We're the ones doing the scaring. Whether you love haunted houses or can't stand them, this is your chance to be behind the screams, not running from them. We're casting creepy characters and behind-the-scenes tech wizards for this year's Haunted House experience. Dare to join us? Sign up now on their Facebook page. Staying in Ohio, we have this from the Lewisburg Haunted Cave in Lewisburg, Ohio. What's more terrifying than a real cave? Our gates are open Friday and Saturday nights beginning September 13th through November 1st. A one-hour-long terrifying experience. Get a combo ticket with our Mine Wagon Tour for your best value. Get more information at hauntedcaveatlewisburg.com. We have some information coming from the Mortuary Haunted House in New Orleans. Do you dare to join the dark side? The Mortuary Haunted Mansion is now hiring for the 2025 season of Origins of Evil. We're building our haunted dream team and we want you to be part of the chaos. We're looking for actors, makeup artists, wardrobe assistants, floor captains, line coordinators, retail and ticketing staff, security, and more. If you have the guts to work in the shadows, apply now at themortuary.net/employment. We have this from the 3rd annual Family Fright Fest coming to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Join us for Family Fright Fest at the Washtenaw Farm Council grounds on Saturday, September 27th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Enjoy spooky vendors, an interactive haunted maze, hayrides, and delicious food trucks. Admission is free, but parking is $10. In cash only, please. For more information, visit the Halfway to Halloween Expo's Facebook page. Speaking of Facebook, we have this news from the Chicago Haunt Builders Facebook group. The date is set and the contract is signed. The 11th annual Chicago Haunt Builders Winter Shindig will be Saturday, January 24th. For people who have not attended a shindig before, it's a casual social event where we get together to mingle, chat, socialize, interact, gripe about the weather every year in October, kid ourselves about what we're going to get done for next year, show off our photo albums, and just plain hang out. A buffet dinner is served with a cash bar, and we have the place to ourselves. It is open seating, and generally people get together and either get to know each other or catch up with those we already know. The last few years, we've had a ton of very generous sponsors, including some Chicago Haunt Builder members, who donate thousands of dollars of gifts for door prizes. We're talking about some amazing donations. Each adult attending receives a door prize ticket. Family, friends, potential CHBers are all invited. Once again, it will be held at Moretti's Bartlett. More details to follow, but save the date so you don't miss out. Keep up with updates at the Chicago Haunt Builders Facebook group page. We have a little hiring news from Dark Hour Haunted House in Plano, Texas. Normally, we're casting spells, but today, we're casting roles. Auditions will be held August 16th and 17th, and you must be 18 years or older. Apply now at their website, darkhourhauntedhouse.com, or you can email casting@darkhourhauntedhouse.com if you have any questions. We have even more hiring news, this time from Terror on the Fox Haunted Attraction in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We're now hiring. Come join the Terror on the Fox team for this upcoming fall season. If you're energetic, enthusiastic, and have a love for all things haunted, apply on our website and you'll be scheduled for an interview. Apply online for all positions today at terrorontheFox.com/application. We have still more hiring news, this time from the Sinister Sydney Haunted Attraction in Sydney, Iowa. Sinister Sydney is gearing up for this season, and we're looking for volunteers. New or experienced, everyone is welcome. We provide training and a welcoming environment. We'll be open every Friday and Saturday in October, weather permitting, and partake in an event on November 1st with our sister haunts, Madness and Eagle Hollow Scream Park. If you're under the age of 18, we will need a parent to sign a permission slip. Get more information by visiting SinisterSydney.com. We have this news from the Haunted Swamp Haunted Attraction in Twin Falls, Idaho. Calling all young entrepreneurs, Kitty Day at the Haunted Swamp is trying something new this year, and we're seeking talented kids ages 7 to 16 to sell their unique crafts at our Kitty Craft Marketplace. We're excited to add this marketplace to our event, and we want your creative kids to be a part of it. We're accepting applications for 20 vendors, and spots are filling up fast. What we're looking for are exclusive, one-of-a-kind crafts that showcase your creativity. It's happening October 18th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can get a booth for $25. How do you apply? Text Suzette Miller at 208-280-2883 if you're interested. Don't miss out on this opportunity to showcase your talents and earn some cash. Apply now and get ready for a fun and spooktacular time at Kitty Day at the Haunted Swamp. Get more information at hauntedswampidaho.com. And finally, we have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. We have a class announcement, How to Start a Home Haunt, Saturday, August 16th at Midsummer Scream. Learn from some of the best in the home haunt world on how to create your own haunts and horrors in your very own backyard. With Tim Fowler, the creator of the Farm Home Haunt, and a member of Cal Haunts, Jamie Weisberg Gerber, I hope I pronounced that right, creator of Sowin's Lot, Greg Packer, lead creator of Restless Souls Manor, and more. Passes to Midsummer Scream for August 15th through the 17th at the Long Beach Convention Center are available now. However, Saturday day passes are now sold out. Get more information at MidsummerScream.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. We're live at CreepyCon in Knoxville, Tennessee, hanging out with all the cool kids. And then there's this guy. We've talked to him many, many times over the years. He's got one of the bigger horror cons out there, that of course being the Scarefest, coming to Lexington, Kentucky, I believe in October. We'll find out a little bit more about that. Wes Forsythe, how you doing, man?
I am doing quite well. I've been here all weekend and my back is not hurting. My feet are not hurting. This is a win.
Well, you know, you've been over the last couple of years, I guess we should just say, taking care of yourself.
I've been trying to take better care of myself.
That might be a better
I still
word.
Treat my body like the backseat of a rental car, but I vacuum it out every now and then.
Well, let's hope so. You know, you were running, you were losing weight, you were taking care, you know, and look at what's happening. You're not hurting.
No, but I gained the weight back this winter, so there's that.
Yeah, there's that. So anyway, let's not talk about personal health. Let's talk about the Scarefest, one of the largest cons out there. You got a heck of a lineup. I know we'll probably get Adrian on a little bit closer to the event to hopefully discuss more, but you've got some big names coming and a lot of cool stuff happening, as you always do.
Well, we managed to find the formula to have bigger lineup. Most cons will tell you, you can have too many celebrities, you know, there's just not too much to go around. You split that pie too many ways. Somehow we found the formula to have 100 celebrities, and when you have that many, you can't help but have a good lineup. I wish it was harder than that.
You know, at some point, you're going to get something that appeals to everybody, right. And with 100 celebrities, how can you not?
That's pretty much our philosophy. Now, once again, I've said this before, it helps that our owner, Brandon Griffith, is the world's major horror nerd. In other words, when you look at our lineup, once you get out of, like, I'm in charge of the paranormal lineup, but once you get out of that, it's pretty much his wish list every year that you're coming to. The ones that he wants to meet, that's who you find on our lineup.
And who did he get this year that was, like, at the top of his wish list?
He's a major Return of the Living Dead geek. So anytime you see them, yeah, that's in there. He loves doing the big reunions. He's met all the people from Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street, but he loves building those big reunions. So this year, I don't know that a bigger Nightmare reunion has ever been done anywhere than what we pulled together this year.
How many people from how many different films?
Well, arguably, probably, I'd say five or six of them.
You know, pretty soon you're going to start
talking real numbers here, but you know, you've got a lot of other people that may not do the convention circuit a lot. Is there anybody that is coming for the first time or is a first-time convention attendee that you're aware of?
The answer is yes, and I could not name them if I had to. But I will tell you this. That's one thing Brandon does when he zooms in on a movie or a franchise. He's willing to dig down into it. I mean, he's down sometimes. The running joke in our little group of fans is he's down pretty much right now to the caterer and grip number three. But
still got to get those best boys.
Yeah. But like this year, we've been trying for years. Dana Kimmel finally pulled out. Dana Kimmel. She doesn't do very many cons, and finally we got her attention to where she would come to Kentucky and do ours.
Nice. Now, you do a lot of the paranormal stuff. Who is some of the paranormal people that will be coming? Because I love the fact that you do a really good split of horror and paranormal. You have authors. You have TV people. You have the investigators. You have people that sell investigative parts and equipment and stuff. Who's coming this year?
Well, of course, once you get out of the celebrity part of it, because now we're a fan convention, we get contacted by a lot of people that were on, like, one episode of My Ghost Story.
Right.
Sorry, that's not going to sell it
with
us. But, now we'll say, this year we have Aaron Sagers coming. He's never been to our convention, and he's like the last man standing on paranormal TV. His show's been renewed. We have the Mountain Monsters. They're a fan favorite. Steve and Dave are... Okay. Anybody who's been to Scarefest knows Kane Hodder comes every year.
Yes.
Almost. Steve and Dave... Well, I don't
Steve
know.
Steve and Dave are perennial favorites.
They are... There are the paranormal side's Kane Hodder. That it's an automatic invite. Now, the drawback to that is they've come to consider it a vacation. They come and they meet the fans and sell autographs and put selfies, all that. But if you ask them to do anything else, no, they want to mingle and party after hours. But Dustin Perry, one of my personal favorites, coming again this year. He came years ago, then I finally got him to come back last year. And these paranormal celebrities, they don't have the concept of a 40,000-person attendee convention. I mean, I love the little cons, but they're used to doing the one in the basement of the Holiday Inn, and when you put them in the kind of crowd that we bring to the table, it's a different animal for them.
Sure.
And I'll have celebrities that won't want to come the first time because we won't meet their appearance fee or their guarantee. But I've never had one that finally I got them there that didn't beg me to come back the next year.
Well, you guys treat them right, too. You know, you take care of them, you handle them, and you know, you never hear negative stuff about your con, except for maybe there's so many people there. I had to wait in line too long, or, you know, there's no parking anymore or something because they've done the renovations. So, you know, minor things like that, it's still a fantastic convention.
I am one of the hardest people on the parking situation in Lexington. But I'll tell you, I've been to a lot of these other cons. We're about average. I mean, it's not much harder to find a parking spot at our con than any other. Now, if you're not a con person, you'll hate that part. If you go around the cons, you'll go, I wish I'd Ubered. That being said, Lexington has parking spots. If you're listening, Lexington, put some signs up so that people know where they are.
Excellent. Can't argue with that. But other than those minor things, it's a very fun show. You've got hundreds of vendors, it seems like, 100 celebrities, panels, Q&As, photo ops, after-hours parties, all sorts of great stuff.
We had a staff meeting a week ago. And now, okay, everybody, yes, I'm involved in a lot of every aspect nearly of Scarefest, but I'm the wet blanket in the room. Every time somebody throws out a new idea, I'm the one that says, do we have the resources? Do we have the people to do that? we're up to like five events on Friday night after the place locked, we locked the doors. Saturday, maybe one or two less because we had the VIP party on Saturday. So, yeah, there's a lot of moving parts, but we really do try to make it a destination event.
And most people wind up staying the entire weekend as opposed to getting a one-day pass. I myself never stay less than 2 days because it just is that cool a show. So for people who want information on the Scarefest, what are the dates? Where is it? How can people get more information with websites, social medias, etc.? And don't forget, they can also get information live on your podcast.
Okay, you've led me into that. Let me see if I can remember it all now. First of all, the dates, October 17th, 18th, and 19th, third weekend of October. Easy enough to remember this year. We'll actually launch party on that Thursday, if anybody's in town. Then you, scarefestweekend.com is the website. At the end of the day, that is the final destination of all information, and we are putting forth a big effort to make sure we don't miss anything this year. That's always one of those things that's a problem, is getting the information out to people. Schedules, how things work, we're putting a lot more effort into getting that information on the website. Also, on Facebook, look for the Scarefest Weekend Horror and Paranormal Convention. We have a fan group that is very, very active, and the good thing about ours compared to a lot of others is we're active in the horror industry, but our fans are really centered in on helping new people, giving them advice, telling them how things work, and that type of stuff. And finally, I do want to mention, of course, we run a weekly video podcast. It's available on Facebook, usually Instagram, always on YouTube. But you can find it on the website at scarefestradio.com. But if you follow us on Facebook, then we just bug you with the reminders and you can find us real easy. But it's a weekly podcast. We interview celebrities. We talk to people behind the show. As the show approaches now, after the end of really August, we spend nearly every show telling people what they should know coming to the convention.
And when does that show air?
Friday nights, 9 p.m.
Eastern time?
Eastern time.
Fantastic. Wes, always a pleasure to have you on the show to talk about this stuff. We'll try to get Adrian to go even more in-depth as it gets closer. But once again, folks, scarefestweekend.com, Scarefest podcast, something, something.
Scarefest TV
on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff. Wes Forsythe, I know it's going to be a bang-up show, and I wish you nothing but success on it for this year. But in the meantime, we're out here at CreepyCon, meeting the fans, talking to people, hanging out, and having a good time. My name is Drew Badger for The Big Scary Show, and we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.